Hey, Connie Lee here. It's time for some live country music. Come join us for Connie Lee and Friends recorded live.
Eagles Healing Nest and Sock Center, where veterans can heal with honor, and God has shown up here, hasn't he? All right. Oh, we're very honored that this show is sponsored by the Melrose American Legion and the Melrose VFW Post, and we're very thankful for that. To give them a big hand. Got a lot of you here in the audience, and we're going to be talking some more about that as well. As you can tell, we are real country. We do the traditional stuff, and that's where our heart is, and we have a lot of folks liking that, so keep on sending the emails. Also, join my Connie Lee Facebook page, and I can let you know when the shows are here, but then also where we're playing, and when some of my friends in Nashville post stuff, I post it out as well. Together again, my tears have stopped falling. Oh, the long, lonely nights are now at an end. The love that we knew is living again, and nothing we're together again. Together again. Oh, my gray skies alone. You're back in my arms now, right where you belong. The love that we knew is living again, and nothing else matters now. We're together again. Are you ready for some country music right now? Here we go.
Yeah.
together again. Oh, nothing else matters now. We're together again. Country, the beautiful Eagles Healing Mess. Oh, we're very proud and honored that we get to do our show here as well. Now, we've got a couple of little special guests throughout the show that we're going to bring up here. And first of all, so we'd like to bring up, Melanie Butler. She's not a guest here. She is one that started this whole great thing here of the Eagles Healing Mess, I think since 2012. So give Melanie Butler a big hand. And also we have Marie Silbernagel. She's going to get up as well and do some speaking. So we're going to bring these two beautiful ladies up. Give them both a big hand. All right. Hey, Mel. Well, I'll give you the mic here on this side.
Got it.
And Mel's going to talk a little bit about Marie Silbernagel, also with Melrose, the American Legion Auxiliary, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you're going to donate a check, I believe. I'm not going to get in the middle of you two, but...
I would like our auxiliary members to come up here, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Y'all have been with us for quite some time.
Many, many years.
Many years.
Yes.
From almost the start.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they've come to volunteer. They've brought in-kind donations. They've brought money to help us at the general operating fund to help pay the bills here. And most of all, they come and visit.
Amen.
And they come and they'll spend the afternoon. So today they came and they hadn't been here for a while, and the Legion came as well and to enjoy the show, but they got a tour
and
to see how it's grown because it continues to change. And so we're just so blessed that you've been with us and friends with us on Facebook and follow. And it's kind of funny because if I don't post, if I get busy or if someone else posts, they'll be like, are you okay? I get all these messages. Are you okay? Is everything okay? You haven't posted enough today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just amazing. That's just how far it goes and helping. And so you guys have helped with computers. You've helped with tablets. You've helped with TVs. So thank you so much from all of us here.
God bless all of you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Woo!
We would like to donate $500 to Eagles Healing Nest.
Woo!
For
That's all right.
From our poppy cart drive. I've been Poppy chairperson, I think, since 2002, but without the help of these people, we could not do it.
Yeah.
And this past year, we raised over $5,500.
Wow.
And just so you know that any money that's donated to Poppies, the Legion Auxiliary or the VFW Auxiliary is not allowed to keep any of that money. It has to be donated back to veterans programs.
Mm-hmm.
So Eagles Healing Nest has been one of the great programs we're donating, and $500 today.
Woo! Well, thank you. Well, we're going to feature this guy. I'm not going to talk him out of us. A great song. Like I said, you've met him on the show for many times, and he is like my brother, so we call him Brother Roy, Mr. Roy Holdren. And he's got a great song that he put a little spin on. So put your hands together for Brother Roy, Roy Holden, everybody.
One, two, one, two, three.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been to Wisconsin twice. I ate some cheese curds there. It was nice. But in the land of cheese heads, I had just one wish. Go back to Minnesota and have some hot dish. God made Minnesota snowy and cold. It'll freeze your fingers, it'll freeze your toes. You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose. But at least it ain't North Dakota. Oof, the Minnesota. I drove to Iowa once, but it was closed. So I turned around and headed back to Minnesota. It still amazes me the kind of woman that it must take to make a man think he'd rather be out fishing on a frozen lake. God made Minnesota snowy and cold. It'll freeze your fingers, it'll freeze your toes. You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose. But at least it ain't South Dakota. Oof, the Minnesota. God made Minnesota snowy and cold. It'll freeze your fingers, it'll freeze your toes. You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose. But at least it ain't North Dakota. Oof, the Minnesota. But at least it ain't South Dakota. Oof, the Minnesota.
Roy Holdren.
Thank you.
Brother Roy Holdren, you can't dance because you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose. Minnesota. Very proud and honored to be up here with all these guys. We are family up here, and also family with the Eagles Healing Nest in beautiful Sauk Center, Minnesota. Give it a big hand where veterans can heal with honor. Melanie Brutler started this in 2012, right? Is that when you started this? And amazing, and things have, God has shown up here and doing amazing things. And thank you for all your work, Melanie, that you do here, and all the veterans here as well. Well, we're going to feature this great guy here right to my left here. He's in the Minnesota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're glad to have him to the group. He's going to do a fun song. Let's all sing along. Tom Listel.
Mama Maria, don't you know it's been a long, long time? Just my thoughts about you bring back peace of mind, sweet Maria. Sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on the highway in the sky. Sing along with me, Maria. There was some blues and sorrow time. Just my thoughts about you bring back peace of mind, gypsy lady. Your miracle works for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. My Maria, sunlight when the skies are gray. She keeps me so bright, lady. She takes me away, and I had to say, my Maria.
Everybody.
Mallory.
Tuned in to live country music. Listen in, it's Connie Lee and Friends. For some great country artists, new and old, stop in at Connie Lee and Friends recorded live.
Midnight searching for you. Well, I walked a mile out on the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I start to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the stars tingle me, the night wind whispers to me, hey, I'm lonesome as I can be. I'm always walking after midnight in the starlight, just hoping you may be somehow walking after midnight searching for me. Well, let's do some walking now, boys. Mr. Tom Lissel, everybody. I'm lonesome as I can be. I'm always walking after midnight in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere. I walk after midnight searching for me.
We got a great song here lined up. It's one of my favorites, Don Williams. You remember Don Williams? Got to work with him on some of the Grand Ole Opry shows. And maybe some of you that are here didn't know me, but I grew up singing in Ottertail County, Minnesota. I was just a little kid singing with my dad and my sisters. I was the youngest, and I sang the loudest. And I said, that's what I want to do for a living. And I've been singing since I was 3 years old, and I've been loving that country music ever since. So I tell you what, moved to Nashville, did my first record at the age of 12. God bless you. And at 14, I was hired by the Grand Ole Opry Roadshow, and I worked with a lot of the greats in country music, from George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Blake Shelton, but also this guy, Mr. Don Williams. And Todd, you do a great job, so a big hand for Todd Mills, and we're going to do a great song here.
Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty. Should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've But when you're planning just how it will be, just claim a little day for me. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Dawn of time. All that I'm asking is a little less crime. It might be hard for the devil to do. It would be easy for you. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. Should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is
Todd Nelson. Oh, thank you, Todd. That was great.
Great song.
All right. We all hope for a good day, right? Lord, I hope this day is good. That really makes sense. That was real purdy. You don't care. Tom is our jokester. He usually has a lot of great jokes. You were crying?
She won't let me tell any jokes because they're dirty.
But I had one of the, well, actually, Commander Mike Barton from the American Legion, which is sponsoring this show, the Melrose American Legion and the American Legion VFW out of Melrose. Give them a big hand. They're sponsoring the show. And I was talking to Commander Mike Barton, and he showed me a picture on his phone that he's got a John Deere tractor there, Tom.
Those are fighting words.
That's what I thought. Tom is all red. All right. We're going to feature this. We're lucky. We're very blessed to have a steel guitar in our band. And like I said, my dad always said, you're a country band if you got a steel guitar. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Randy Barnes. Randall, we call him. Please give him a big hand.
Thank you.
Mr. Randy Barnes. Oh, he gives us goosebumps, I tell you what. Thank you, Randy Barnes. Another big hand again for Mr. Randy Barnes on steel guitar. And out there on radio, they can't see that great smile, but he's always smiling. Smiling Randy. All right. Anyway, we're also, like I said, this show is sponsored by the Melrose American Legion and also the Melrose VFW. And we'd like to bring up Commander Mike Burton up right now, if that's all right. Come on. Well, welcome back, Commander Mike. And how are things in Melrose?
Great. Thank you, Connie.
Well, thank you, and thank you for sponsoring Connie Lee Country. And we have a few things that we'd like to talk about. You know, I know you guys have sponsored a show before this, and now we're back out on the radio again. We just want to let everybody know that they can contact Carol if they have any kind of events going on, and just to let them know, and then you guys will let them know as well, right?
Yes, we will. Yes.
And Carol's number is, and Carol said we could put her number out there. It is 320-256-3581, 320-256-3581. And would you like to tell us a little about the flag disposal? You don't have to be veteran affiliated, but it's open to the public, I think you said.
It's right? Open to the public on September 3rd at 7 o'clock at the Legion. So anybody's got any used flags that need to be discarded, we'll do it properly and right. Take care of it there. So.
And a lot of folks got to know that. I mean, I think there's a generation out there that you cannot just throw your flag away. You need to do it properly and honorably. So that is great that you guys are doing that. September 3rd at 7 p.m., go to the Melrose American Legion there, and you guys will help them take care of that, right?
Yes, we will.
All right. Now, and you guys have your VFW meetings, and they are on the first Tuesday, is that right?
VFW meetings are on the first Tuesday of the month, and they have them at our Legion Club. They don't have a home anymore.
Oh, that's why I keep getting it mixed up. I think I said the same thing to you last time.
Yeah, no.
So the VFW is at 7:30.
Yeah, at 7:30 on the first Tuesday of the month.
Right.
And we've got our Legion meetings the second Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock. The VFW is 7:30. Ours is at 7 o'clock the following week.
And God bless you for that. And we're just so blessed to, like, you know, I think Melanie has mentioned it on shows before, too. But you guys, the legions that you guys are in all of our smaller towns, you guys are greater American. You make things happen. So God bless you. Your big hands. And thank you to all the veterans that are here. You guys came to the show as well to support the show and the Eagles Healing Nest. And now you guys at the Legion have a fish fry that my husband and I are really interested in. Now, when are those fish fries that you're doing?
The fish fries are the third Friday of every month,
okay. Except
during Lent. We do have one on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent.
Oh, that's good to know. We'll be there every Friday.
From 5 to 8, mm-hmm. And we've also got a meat raffle with each one of these fish fries. So.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I think I've asked you this before, but you really, you know, you didn't catch the fish. You caught me on that last time, but maybe you do catch a couple of them.
We probably do once in a while.
All right.
The great voice when you answer the phone at Carol is here now.
So. Oh, Carol's here too.
Yes.
Where is Carol?
Right over there.
Oh, there she is.
Her smiling
face. Oh, you were up here. Right. Well, thank you, Carol.
She's our manager.
You're the bar
at the
manager.
Club.
Right. Well, I spoke with you as well. So thank you, Carol. And getting me hooked up over here to come and do the presentation. So thank you guys at all you do at the Melrose American Legion and the Melrose VFW. We really appreciate you. And here at Connelly Country, thank you for sponsoring the show. And, you know, we might like to come out to your post there as well, and we'll do a show right there and just have a big old shindig. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Thanks again, Commander.
Thanks,
Mike. We really appreciate it. Commander Mike Barton, everybody. All right. Well, we're going to continue the show here and have a whole lot more fun. We got a lot more great songs, and we hope that you're... Are you still willing to hear some more songs? All right. Well, we got a whole keister load, but... And we also mentioned if I yodel. Well, yes, I do. So we're going to probably add that to the show as well. We're going to feature this great guy right here to my left in the white shirt. Adios. And he's in the Minnesota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I know he's been dying to tell a joke all day, and I haven't let him say two words, so I might have to let him say
Should I tell? It's not a joke. It's a true story about Todd. Todd likes to sing at a lot of, he sings all over. He sings a lot of funerals and weddings and things like that. And he got a call from the sheriff from this town, and he said, I heard you sing. And Todd said, yes, I do sing once in a while. He said, well, this homeless man passed away, and he has no family, and would you come and sing at his funeral? The city is putting on a funeral for him. Todd said, okay, I'll do that. So he drives over to this town, And he's going by the directions. He can't find the cemetery. He looks all around. He can't find it. Well, finally he finds it. It's right next to some apartments. And so he thought it was a weird place, but whatever. So he's walking through there, and he looks around, and there he finds the grave site. It's all dug, and the coffin's inside. And he missed it. He missed the funeral. He was too late.
Yeah, I was late.
And it was just, he didn't know what to do. So he took his cap off, and he just stood by the casket, and he started singing Amazing Grace. And as he's singing, he's thinking about all his relatives that's passed away. Pretty soon, tears are coming down his face, and he's crying. And he's singing with all his heart. A couple of the workers heard him, and they come over there, and they all hold hands, and they're crying, and everybody's kind of holding hands, crying. And he gets done, and he looks around. Nobody says anything, so he just turns around and starts walking back to the car. And here's one of the workers say, "You know, I don't know about you, but that was the best service for installation of a septic tank I've ever heard." See, that's a clean story. It's a clean story.
Oh, thank you, Tom. You want to sing one for us too? All right, we're gonna feature Tom on a great song here. We're gonna everybody sing along, all right? And you're gonna have to join along. There we go. This goes out to Laura.
Headed down south to the land of the pine, thumping my way down to North Carolina, staring at the road, hoping that I see headlights. Oh, 17 hours picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I could see my baby tonight. Sing along with me. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Yeah, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. From the cold, out of New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old string band. My baby played the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, no, country winter's always getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I do up and leave. I ain't a turning back, living that old life no more. Rock me, mama, like mama, anyway you feel. Yeah, mama, rock me.
You got it.
Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Yeah, mama, rock me. To the south, out of Roanoke, I met a trucker out of Philly, hit a nice long tilt. Well, he's a header west down the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, I know she's the only one. And if I died in Raleigh, at least I will be free. Like a wagon wheel, rock me, mama, any way you feel. Yeah, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Yeah, mama, rock me.
Oh, let's go.
Thank you.
dancers. That's good.
Mr. Tom Listel. Again, a big hand for Tom Listel and Wagon Wheel this week. All right. Now, for these guys up here, I had a request for a song, so I'm going to probably change the list around just a little bit for you.
Just a little?
Yeah, Sven.
That's never happened before, Connie.
I tend to do that. I put a list of songs, and then I'll kind of mix them up or change them around once in a while. And yeah. Yeah, I do that a lot sometimes. I'm going to do the yodel. That was it, because I got a request from Carol Kramer, which I think she's my relative, because the last name was Kramer, so I think I'm a related, so I better do it. Or my grandma and my mom and dad are going to be mad at me. Yeah. I better, too, because we played it in Fargo at the tack room, and we kicked her down high speed, and I've got Brother Roy on drums, so Roy has been resting up to play this one tonight, so I'm probably going to really be kicking her down. All right, so you like yodeling? Okay, so we'll give it the K of A. I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers bay to try to learn to yodel with a yodelodee. Climbed up on a mountain on a clear and sunny day. I fell in love with the yodeling guy, but I could not get away. He taught me to yodel, yeah, you love me, yeah, you love me, yeah, you love me. He taught me to yodel, yeah, you love me, yeah, you love me, yeah, you love me. Well, now I'm going to teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go, yeah, you love me. First you take a deep breath, then you exhale, one, two, three. And you hear the yodeling, even listen close to me. This is how to yodel. Yeah, you love me, yeah, yeah, you love me. Yodel, you love me. This is how to yodel. Yeah, you love me, yeah, yeah, you love me, yeah, you love me. Yodel, 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 Well, that wasn't too bad, right? We can probably end it. What do you think?
I don't think that's quite good enough, Connie. I think we can do it faster. Faster, fastest, and fasterester. Whatever that is.
So you want me to do it three times, and we're going to fast and fasterestest and... really fast. Okay, here we go. Ready? Fast, faster, and...
Was that fasterest enough?
That was lightning speed. I tell you what, you were really kicking butt on that one.
No, I was kicking the bass drum.
You were kicking the bass drum. Woo, lordy. We're having fun. How about you guys? Phew, I'm just glad he didn't lose me on that one. So thanks a lot, Tom and Roy. Y'all, you guys. It's a lot of fun. All right, well, we are going to feature this great guy. Like I said, Brother Roy has been with the show a long time. He's been on the road. He toured even, we did some shows even with Merle Haggard together, and did a lot of the casinos when I came back from Nashville. I met him, like I said, at Midwest Country Theater, and I'm honored to call him my brother. You know, we think of him like a brother. And we call him Brother Roy Holdren. He's going to do a great song by Gene Watson, 14 Carat Mine. Put your hands together.
Woo! I still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I spent seven sawmill dollars for a bracelet just to satisfy your 13 karat mind. Then by these railroad tracks in Denver, with a hurting heart and a half a pint of wine, everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. That cabin that I built in West Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied, 'cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Oh, Willie, he gave up his wife and children just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. And by these railroad tracks in Denver, with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine, everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Now I'm laying by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-karat mind.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brother Roy Holdren, everybody.
You're tuned in to Live Country Music. Listen in. It's Connie Lee and Friends. For some great country artists, new and old, stop in at Connie Lee and Friends, recorded live.
Welcome back to Connie Lee Country. We want to introduce this guy. I'm very honored to be here. This is the gospel portion of Connie Lee Country Show, and I'm very honored to be doing our shows here. But I'm very honored to have this man on my show as well. He's playing drums, but today he is a great singer-songwriter in his own right, and he's going to do one of his songs in honor of our veterans, Mr. Roy Holdren. Put your hands together.
When Atlanta burned to the ground and brothers killed each other, God cried. When London skies were raining bombs and people ran for cover, God cried. When Pearl Harbor saw the wings of war and on Normandy's soldiers washed ashore, God cried. God cried. God cried. God cried. When Calvary was soaked in blood, God cried. God cried. Three men on crosses hung, and he lost his only son. God cried. When Hiroshima was torn in two and the walls of hell crumbled, God cried. When the New York towers fell and the floor of heaven rumbled, God cried. Every jungle, desert, a war-torn beach where a soldier gave their life for peace, God cried. God cried. God cried. When Calvary was soaked in blood, God cried. God cried. Three men on crosses hung, and he lost his only son. God cried. When a soldier dies so far from home, and Arlington adds another stone, God cries. God still cries.
To Roy Holder.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That goes out also to Carrie and Randy Eberling and Sue and all you veterans here. God bless you. Give yourselves another big hand, and also Roy Holder. God cried. Well, I'd like to tell everybody on this portion of the show to call on the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of folks say to me, well, hey, Connie, what kind of trouble have you known and hardship and stuff? But we all have things, and I've had a lot of miracles happen for me. I actually had lost my voice for 6 years, and by the grace, due to an accident, and by the grace of God and a lot of prayers, I got my voice back. And I've been singing higher and stronger and can't shut me up. I'm Minnesota motor mouth, like they say, for sure. But I said, call on the name of Jesus, and he'll come running to you wherever you are. We're going to feature this guy right next to my left here. I'm very honored to have him playing on our show here. He's in the Minnesota Rock and Roll Hall. Mr. Tom Listo, everybody. Put your hands together.
All right.
Keith Urbanton.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. There hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the stereo to drown them out. Silently I say a little prayer, but for the grace of God, yo, I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows that I'd be blessed for the gift of your love. I looked around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. That old man, he's walking past my door. People say he's rich, but he looks so poor.
No one ever calls on him. His phone never rings. He stays inside his room, surrounded by his things. Silently I pray a little prayer. What for the grace of God go I? Must have been born a lucky guy. Never known enough that I'd be blessed for the gift of your love. I looked around and all I see is your happiness.
Thanks for keeping it country and listening in to Connie Lee and Friends.